Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Is it me or is this week just...
It has, and it's gorgeous.
Flying
out.
By.
It's incredibly confusing when I go to bed cold and I wake up hot.
Well, you know, you can kick the covers off, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't make it any less confusing.
Okay, so we have got to talk about the Northern Lights for a minute.
Are you going to complain?
Yeah, I am.
Did we swing and a miss last night?
Yep.
I drove for a total of an hour.
So I was under the impression that the Northern Lights would be, like the night before, visible on the northern horizon at about 8:30 last night. So we're watching this movie. Oh, by the way, I believe it's called No Good Turn. Nobody you would recognize. Edge of my seat, did not see that ending.
Oh, okay. I'll write it down. No good turn.
I believe it's called No Good Turn. I'll double check that. Nobody in that movie that you would recognize.
All right. So wait, you stopped to go see the Northern Lights.
I said, honey, pause the movie.
Yeah.
The Northern Lights are going to be out. So we go out in the backyard, which has very little light pollution. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No street lights.
Well, yeah, because you got that dome covering everything.
Right. And we had them pull back the dome in Western Shawnee last night.
Oh, okay.
It was cloudy like it is outside right now.
Where scattered.
Scattered and thin. So I thought for sure, you know, through the thin clouds, we'd be able to see it. We're looking around. And, you know, we got this big field in our backyard. And I go, let's go a little bit farther out. We're looking around. Nada.
So my buddy went out the night before and had a bunch of pictures on his Instagram story of what he was able to see out at Lake Jacomo. And I was like, dude, why'd you go south? Now you're looking through the city lights to try to see the Northern Lights.
Right.
So I was like, let's try it again tonight. We'll drive north of town and it's going to be amazing. We drive for 35, 40 minutes. Don't see anything through the windshield. Finally pull off and we stand there for an hour. In some random lot in a really nice neighborhood, just praying to God that at some point the Northern Lights are going to
sketch it all.
Super odd. Almost 30-year-old dude standing in the middle of an empty grass field in the middle of a nice neighborhood, like looking at the sky, nothing.
Two things.
Sorry, the movie was called No Good Deed. Mm-hmm. T just texted me. No good deed.
Okay.
Two things. Miss a little, miss a lot.
Yeah.
And the word may.
Well, I understand, Dan. So we went back inside, finished No Good Deed. It's like 9:30 at night. We're up way past our bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, let's go give it one more shot. So we go out back. And here we are, like a bunch of idiots, just staring up at the sky. Nothing.
you looked. I didn't even look.
As Nick Bender reported last night, 18 hours ago, it was not as prolific as the night before, but it was visible.
Well, I'm sad that we missed it
last night.
It'll come around again.
It might happen tonight.
It's not like Halley's Comet.
I was giddy like a child on Halloween night who couldn't wait to get his candy at the idea of seeing the Northern Lights last night, because I have never been able to see them despite having probably 50 opportunities in my life to see them. And alas, it's now 51.
They're saying minor to strong, a G1 to G3 tonight. So
what the hell does that even mean?
Sounds like a diamond rating.
It's
I don't know.
Weather here on Mother Earth. They have weather up there in space.
What causes the Northern Lights?
A coronal mass ejection.
Okay. Excuse me?
That's what it is.
That's what it's called.
It's a solar storm.
In English, please.
It's a solar storm.
A lot of energy gets shot out from the sun in the direction of the Earth that brings a heightened level of radiation that reacts with the radiation surrounding the Earth, causing different colors to appear in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. A solar storm.
So there's another chance tonight.
Yes.
All right.
Now, we need to have a real talk because, what is it, Dan, 4 episodes in the last year?
I believe so, yeah.
And prior to that, I could be wrong, but I thought I heard somewhere that it averaged like once every 10 years. Are we nearing the end of days?
let me ask. Is it climate change?
No. But how would we be affecting the sun?
Right.
Well, you never know. A lot of people drive SUVs, Sam.
Okay. Yeah.
So what else you got in the stack?
A lot of flights. Epstein files, am I right?
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
That's not how anything works.
Epstein files, am I right?
I will tell you, and we might bring this back at 3 o'clock. I'm not sure yet when I want to have this conversation, but it needs to be had.
Are we breaking up?
So many people have reached out and went shopping last night, Scott, like you did, for a carbon monoxide detector, and I'm glad that you did. Everyone wants to know what is the one that we had in our house that gives you the audio warning to evacuate. Johnny went yesterday, got 2 more. We're going to have one of these every 6 inches in our home. It happens to be the First Alert 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, and I posted this on social, and right on the package it says, voice and location alert. And that's where we got the evacuate now, evacuate now. So it's First Alert. But if you don't get the First Alert, just get something.
We did. We put it in, we hid it behind a little home sweet home sign that we have in our living room. Otherwise, it wanted you to mount, they had all the brackets and the screws. I'm like, I'm not drilling this thing into the side of the wall.
They're not aesthetically pleasing, but you know what's also not aesthetically pleasing? Staring at dirt the rest of your life because you're dead.
Well, yeah. Or my kids walking in and I'm face down on the floor.
Right.
So we put the batteries in, and we put it in the bookcase in the living room behind the home sweet home.
Absolutely.
Sign. It's about probably 3-4 feet off the ground.
I'm proud of you.
It's an open-faced bookcase, right?
I'm proud of you. Yeah, he put it in a safe and locked it.
Put it in the junk
Sam. Seriously?
No. I'm proud of you for doing it. Thank you. I will sleep better at night knowing that most of you, if not all of you, are now protected.
I am not.
Sam, you have an older home. We're not going to discuss this.
No, we are going to discuss this.
You are going to get one.
Why didn't you go get one last night?
Because I went to go not look at the Northern Lights.
I will tell you this, Sam.
Priorities.
They come in packs of 2. They are $75 for 2 at Costco.
Ooh, for these
that's
types.
They
steep.
Are. I know. Johnny went to Costco.
Let me ask T what she paid for just
Johnny went to Costco last night,
detector.
And you know why? He said, I want the same kind all throughout the house. And it's all contained, Sam. I had forgotten about this. You just mount it and you're done for 5 years.
Yep.
It's all contained. So we have 4. We only need 3.
Obsess much?
I will give you, they come in packs of 2. I will give you our spare, Sam.
I appreciate that.
Because you need one in your house.
They do. There's a wide variety of prices.
Just get something.
For your top of the line one that you're talking about with voice and all of this, they can be
pretty pricey. You directions out of the house.
Yeah, I want the evacuate now because honestly, if that thing had chirped, I would have been like, is that a battery? I don't know.
GPS directions. Now that you get a... carbon monoxide detector for $10.
You can.
$15.
The text line has been demanding for the last 2 days. What reward did you give your cat?
Oh my gosh, you guys. Yeah. That cat.
Probably saved your life,
well,
Dana.
Well, she knew well before we did. I would say.
Now, this was the fat cat, right?
The skinny one. I would say 30 to 40 minutes maybe prior to that alarm saying evacuate.
Really?
She was making, and she only did it twice, but she made that weird, low, guttural, oh God, it was a bizarre horror story movie kind of cat yowl.
Huh.
And I think it's because animals sense these things. You know this, Dan. Horses can sense a tornado.
Dogs, earthquakes.
Changes in pressure, like all of those things. So anyway, yeah.
And the cat is much lower to the ground.
Correct. So. Correct.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Well, if there's CO gas down there.
By the way, the one that T bought it, I believe it was Home Depot last night, was $43.
There you go.
Well, you can go online and find cheaper options,
yes,
if you wish.
But we got two for $75, and so that's right in the wheelhouse of what you paid for, Scott.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
Ours came with two. One of the things I want to talk about today, and it doesn't have to be this hour, but we are scared enough and have enough anxiety over what has happened here that I do want to talk about the home warranty. Do you have one? Have you ever bought a home and gotten one of these things? A lot of people, I talked to Brent yesterday, our real estate agent. It's standard, Scott. A lot of people, when you buy a new home, they will say, look, you waived inspections, but we'll offer you a 6-month home warranty. And it covers stuff like
the furnace.
The furnace would be probably a big one. I think there are things probably it doesn't cover, like your regular wear and tear on your sprinkler system, whatever. I will tell you, I really want you all to know and to be very careful with the home warranty company. Not that they're all bad, but I do think they are in the business of providing a service to millions of homeowners. And if you think they are sending to your house the most expensive qualified person because something goes wrong in that 6-month window, I think respectfully you would be wrong.
I think we need to reword what you just said just a little bit. Forgive
me.
It's not be wary of the home warranty company. Home warranties, when we bought our house in Western Shawnee, we got a free, just like you, 6-month home warranty.
Yeah.
Now, we never used it.
Most people don't.
We didn't need to. But it came with the house, right? And so... What I think you meant to say was be wary or be cautious of the companies that the home warranty company
contract
recommends
with
or sends to your home.
And fight it if you – we didn't even look. And I want to try to use this platform to help you avoid the same mistake that we made. We had a company we wanted, and they said, well, under the home warranty, we're just going to send somebody out to troubleshoot. We're just going to send one of the companies out we use. Okay. Ask questions, because
how long have they been in business?
You guys,
2 months.
You guys, weeks. It turns out like weeks. I'm just going to tell you it's weeks. You know, clearly the person that they sent was not qualified in any way, shape or form to work on our house, to be in our house, you know. And you know what my mom always says about assume. I wish we had asked more questions. Like, okay, who are you sending? Do we get a choice? Is there a list? Can we use C.M. Mosen Son and you reimburse us later? You have the right to ask all of those questions. Mm-hmm. And in fact, some of the home warranty companies and this one do allow that, but they're not going to tell you that up front, right? And when you're here,
why wouldn't they?
Because they know if you go with a good, solid, reputable company, it's probably going to not be as cost effective as the person they're sending to your house who's been in business for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, there are two words, caveat emptor.
913-586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The old homeowner's warranty. And when they tell you when you buy a new house, hey, we're giving you a 6-month homeowner's warranty, what does that even mean?
We didn't even know. We had to reach out to our real estate agent. We said, who do we call? What's the number? I know it's still under warranty. We got a few weeks left.
See, and I'm close with my realtor. I've known her for years, coached her daughter in soccer. She's sold or helped me buy every home along the way. And so if I ever needed something, like, you know, we always got the homeowner's warranty. Do you want it? Yeah. It's free. If something broke in the first 6 months, I would just call her and say, hey, Bridget, you know.
Now, who do we call?
What do I do here? And what are my options? Can I call anybody I want, or do I have to go with their person? If I go with their person, am I going to end up dead at midnight tonight?
Correct.
Do you still realize how lucky you are?
It's a weird position to be in where we are so thankful and so grateful.
You are so lucky.
But so terrified. Like, how do you not look back and think, what if, okay, my children have been in that home? And then also just rage. Rage that someone left our house in that condition. And
have you reached out since?
We have taken this all the way up the chain to the National Corporation of the Home Warranty. Because what happened in our house, no one should ever be allowed to go into another home again after what happened in our house. Period. One of the things we've learned is that any good technician should be able to see whether CO is leaking out of your heating system, okay? Sure. And if they're not trained to do that, they should be. They should also test the level. None of those things was done.
How long after the fire department showed up at your house did they know what the carbon monoxide level was?
Oh, within seconds. They told us back away. In fact, I will play the video.
They walked into the house and said, all right, back up. It's 91.
They walked in, Scott, and let me just play this real quick. You can hear him say, back away from the house. Here it is. Oh, God. He just said, step away.
I heard step away from
the house. Now, that beeping that you're hearing is their meter outside the door of our house.
They probably didn't even need the meter because, as we talked about yesterday, you don't smell the buildup. But if it is an odorless gas, but if you walk into a home from the outside and it is full of gas, you're immediately like, what's going on in here? It's got a different smell. You don't smell it directly,
yeah.
But I guarantee you, the second they got close to that door, before that meter even went off, they were like, oh.
It's like, you know me, Scott, you don't, and I don't want to see anyone lose their job, but also we should be
dead.
Well,
you don't want incompetent people on the job either.
And you just can't assume that someone that a warranty company sends over to your house knows what they're doing, period.
Let's go to the phones. John in Parkville. John, hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
First, on the actual matter of the homeowner's warranty, I've had two. One on my stepson's house because he needed help in buying it, and then one on the house I moved into in 2021. First case, it was a drainage issue in the outbound plumbing to the sewer, and that particular warranty, they found a good company. They got it done. We haven't had a problem since. The second case was my HVAC. We bought the house at the end of spring, early summer. The flippers, yes, it was flipped, jury-rigged the air conditioning to run. And when it ran out, we called the warranty company, and they said, oh, it just needs a condenser. Wrong. When it failed again, we called, and fortunately, we got a good receptionist, and she said, I'll put one of our good companies on with you. It's a good local company in Northtown, and we've used them for our plumbing since. Now, switching back to what Dana's talking about, smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Yes, I am going to add them. I have smoke detectors. I don't know if they're carbon monoxide detectors, but I'm going to add one very near the instant hot water heater, which is a gas unit, and I am going to add one very near the furnace because those are the two points where I have active gas in the house.
Yes. And John, just so you know, and talk to your fire people, one of the things the firefighters said to us was you can put one by the furnace, but there's going to be a couple of little molecules down there of carbon monoxide that in our house, he wanted it, you know, sort of right above.
Does it come through the vents?
Yeah. Or in the holes in the wall. And one of the things that's terrifying is the initial reading they took was 91 parts per million.
And where did they take that? I've been in your home several times.
Right when you walk in, when you walk in the back door.
The back door by the kitchen?
Was 91 parts per million.
Okay.
When CMOs went back yesterday and we were all out of the house, obviously, they were troubleshooting what was going on. They turned on the unit and took a reading in the basement yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was 238 parts per million. That's dead.
That's death.
That's dead, folks. That's dead. And the only reason we are here is we had that detector.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's go to line two. Nina in Hamilton. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Nina, that's my grandma's name.
Well, I'm probably old enough to be that. So anyway, my story is about 30. It's been about 30 years ago this past September. I was really tired, and it was the first really cold night of the fall. I went home, kicked my furnace on, went to bed. And luckily, a friend of mine who had been out of town for a while, and we had agreed to go to a supper when they got back in town, came by and was knocking on my door, which I was already completely out by then.
Wait, you were out? Like back up.
Carbon monoxide out.
Yeah.
And the only thing that woke me up, though, was I had a dog at the time, a chow, and she was what stirred me was she was jumping on my chest because she knew something was wrong. And so she was jumping on me, and I finally stirred, and then I heard somebody knocking on my door. And so I went to the door, opened the door, and as soon as one of the signs of the carbon monoxide, as soon as the fresh air hits you, you throw up, and I threw up all over my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
How did she know again to check on you, Nina?
We had agreed that we were going to go to dinner when he got back in town, and so he'd come by knocking because he expected us to go to dinner, and so he knew I was home and just kept knocking, and thankfully, and so when I opened the door, that air hit me, I threw up on him, and then I passed back out.
Oh my gosh!
The crazy part is, he had been watching on the road while he was traveling. Emergency 911, and the night before it had an episode about carbon monoxide poisoning.
Huh.
And he said for some reason it just struck him that was what was wrong with me. So he got me up, got me in the car, got me to the hospital, got a hold of my parents, and I stayed in the hospital right up until they were getting ready to send me to get in the chamber.
Yeah.
But my blood started coming back with enough oxygen in it that they decided not to do that. But I remember very little bits and pieces because I was completely almost unconscious the whole time.
How many days were you in the hospital?
Just the evening it happened.
Okay.
But Nina, what was the origin of your leak?
I was renting an older home. It had a furnace, and during the summer, apparently, one of the pipes had rusted and collapsed inside itself and was blocking whatever has to get out, and it was all just backing up into the house.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
And you don't even remember getting sleepy, Nina, or anything. You were out.
No, I don't. I remember throwing up on my friend, and I remember being in the hospital and the nurse going, "Well, you know, if you die, you're going to be a really pretty corpse because it turns your skin this really pretty pink when you have carbon monoxide."
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely.
Well, that's the way I want to go out.
Telling my parents to come tell me goodbye because they didn't think I was going to make it. But long-term effects are what people don't really know about. The long-term effects are terrible. I developed fibromyalgia from it, and it's been 30 years, and there's still effects coming on, and I've been told that there's a chance I will have Parkinson's from it because of what it does to the area of your brain. And it's just crazy. So I'm glad you guys are talking about it. I think about this every year when people talk about this, and I don't know that people realize the importance of it, and it is important. And I'm lucky to be alive, but the long-term effects of being as far gone as I was are pretty nasty. So,
and Nina, your friend saved your life, because how many people would knock and just let it go and think, well, I don't know, maybe she changed her mind, or she doesn't want to go to dinner.
Yeah, that and my dog jumping on me because my dog knew something. I needed to get up because somebody was at the door.
Wow.
So, well, hey, yeah. Nina, thank you for the call.
We're glad you're okay.
Great to hear from you. Mike in Overland Park. Hello, Mike.
Yes, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, good. I've only dealt with carbon monoxide for 52 years.
So you're not an expert?
No. No. I don't know what you would classify as an expert.
I think it's you, Mike.
I think 52 years is pretty good.
A carbon monoxide detector is not to save your life when you're awake. It is to save your life when you're sleepy.
Yep.
To put a carbon monoxide detector by your furnace is a waste of time and money. You do not sleep by your furnace. You sleep two floors up. You're not going to hear it if it goes off at your furnace. You put a carbon monoxide outside your bedroom door. Then you make sure everybody in the house knows what that sounds like. And you test it every month. And if it's 5 to 7 years old, change it.
Okay.
Put a new one in.
Mike?
The best carbon monoxide I've ever seen is one that has a digital display on it. Most carbon monoxide detectors will not sound until you reach 50 to 70 parts per million. That won't kill you. You just wish you were dead. Carbon monoxide, to me, tastes like you're chewing, if you can imagine this, chewing on an aluminum can. If you're chewing on the aluminum can, you've got carbon monoxide in the house, definitely.
Wow.
But you don't put one in to protect you while you're asleep, while you're awake, because you could, you can stumble outside a house, you know, when you're awake, but when you're sleeping, you just go to Never Never Land. But that sound is what wakes you up, and you want to make sure that everybody in the house knows it. Kids, adults, grandma, grandpa, it doesn't matter. Everybody needs to know what carbon monoxide sounds like. And, yes, you want to have your system serviced, looked at every year. I looked at one two days ago. Same thing the gal just said. The pipe rusted and bent in on itself, only this one opened up. If they'd have turned, their furnace didn't work because one limit was open. If it would have worked, those people would have been dead because that furnace would have come on and put 100% of the fumes in the house, carbon monoxide. I wear a carbon monoxide detector on my belt. When I walk in your door, it will go off at one part per million.
Yeah.
You want to know when you have any carbon monoxide in the house. These people that light candles in their house, they don't realize that candle puts off three parts per million.
No
if you
kidding.
Have six yeah, if you part, I've used my detector to do it, to test it. You put that in there. Now, it will dissipate enough in a house, okay, so that you're never going to know it. But in my book, I don't have any brain cells to spare, so I'm not going to kill any of my brain cells. If we light a candle in the house, we open a door.
That is invaluable information. Thank you. And I don't know if you've been listening. Our parts per million when the fire department arrived was 90. And then yesterday when they fired up the furnace just to troubleshoot in the basement, it was 238.
Bob in Overland Park. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Dana, I would ask that you possibly consider some litigation here, and here's why. Imagine, it sounds like there's some super negligence going on here. Imagine a family of four, let's say, next week ends up with the same company doing what they did with you. And they don't have a carbon monoxide detector. Yeah. So just as a consideration, I know you said you probably won, but maybe consider.
And Bob, we're not going to file a lawsuit, but we certainly have let the corporation know because of that very thing. And we talked about this last night. I said, we're worried enough about what could have happened. I can't have that on my conscience. That this could happen to somebody else. I can't.
Well, you've also got to be careful if you name the person or the company.
But
they can come after
yes,
you.
But within the boundary of their umbrella organization, we can certainly say as customers, this happened to us and this person is not qualified to work on a unit.
Yeah, I don't know what civil case you would have. I mean,
no, we're not going to sue.
You survived. I mean, it's like somebody almost hitting you in traffic.
Sure.
And Mike DePasquale is not taking that case.
Right.
It's a line that I've seen in many, many lawsuits. Removal of the ability to live life. I can't remember the exact verbiage.
Without fear?
Without fear. Yeah, it's something like that.
Last night, I told them this in the newsroom, you guys. Last night before we went to bed, I looked at Johnny and I said, I want you to go downstairs and check and make sure that thing's not on.
You have robbed me of
and
my joy in life.
He said, I know it's not on because they came out today and we shut it off. And I said, I can't. I need to, I need to go see that it's not on.
All right, let's grab Jake in Independence. You get the last word. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing
hey,
well.
Good.
I'm a listener. Yeah, I'm a building inspector. And I thought maybe a good time to weigh in because this is a good time of the year when stuff like this happens. So, as a building inspector, when I'm doing inspections on buildings, especially residential, it is set up to where all of our detectors are wired together. So with that being said, so if your furnace is in the basement, it's within 10 feet. It's a gas furnace. It's have a combo detector, which is carbon monoxide and smoke. And if you have more than one furnace, if it's in an area that's like a closet and you shut the door, it's always inside with that when the door is, because you're going to have a door that's going to be shut, unlike an open basement. So the difference is, so your other caller, he's saying about, you know, where to put it. the big difference is they're all tied in together. So when, like I said, when one trips, it trips all the smokes throughout the whole house.
Yeah.
So that's and that's something to think about too, that you could wire it to trip it. But we want to make sure that carbon monoxide, if it's in a closet with the door shut, that it's going to detect it before it gets outside and permeates throughout your house. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, Jake. Thank you for the call, man.
Thank you, Jake. And if you're a landlord listening, we had another expert call in yesterday. It is on you to provide a carbon monoxide detector in your properties. Please do it.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Boom, 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 boom. If you're not air drumming right now, I don't know who you are.
Then just give up on life.
Is this one of those songs that transcends time?
Yes.
Without question. This is something my kids would listen to.
I knew this song before I knew who Axl Rose was.
It's pretty good.
The thing about GNR was this album came out in 87. They didn't even hit it until late 88.
Isn't that crazy?
This album, like, went under the radar for a year until kids, there was this thing called Headbangers Ball on MTV. It came on Saturday. No, I'm not kidding you, man.
I don't even like that music, and that song is iconic.
Headbangers Ball came on at 10 o'clock at night on MTV when they actually played music videos. And I'll never forget being at John Rout's dad's trailer in Leavenworth. And it was some obscure fall 1988 Saturday night, and on comes Welcome to the Jungle. And I dropped my beer and I said, what the hell is this? Next thing you know, the record goes on to sell 40 million copies. So the holidays are upon us, kids. We have Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas right after that. A lot of people will be going to Mom and Dad's house. I believe you're headed to Mom and Dad's house for
Cannot
Thanksgiving.
Wait. First time we've all been down there together.
Would you care to guess at what point when you go to visit family,
okay,
have you overstayed your welcome?
4 hours.
4 hours, okay.
Over Thanksgiving specifically?
No, anytime during the holidays.
Okay.
You arrive, hi mom and dad, great to see, everybody's kissing.
Traveling to a different city Dana's doing, or are we talking like?
I believe we're talking about a distance.
Okay.
So like, it's not me going from Waldo to OP.
No, probably not.
So like when I go to my mom's for Thanksgiving,
yeah,
she lives literally 2-3 miles from my house. We'll show up around noonish, probably leave around 8.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll eat and then we'll watch football.
We might have to bring this back because I think in town, if you're going from Waldo to OP, 4 hours. I think four
to five.
My mom would be insulted because my brother comes in from Wichita, and let's be honest, St. Margaret loves having her two boys in the house together. It reminds her of when we were kids, even though we're now not kids.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to give the answer out.
No, I want to do this in
after the top
hour,
of the hour.
Because I think traveling, let me think on it. Do you have screaming toddlers?
Dana, it's an average.
That's going to bring that average.
Do you have screaming adults?
Way down.
So we're talking.
You've got the
by
creepy
the way,
weird but, uncle that so, makes inappropriate comments that brings the average down.
Well, I prefer not to be called creepy, but I am the weird uncle at I just
you
am.
You do make inappropriate comments.
You prefer, but I mean, but you're going to be.
So anyway, mull this over during the top of the hour news with Dan, okay?
Yeah.
So we're talking about you're traveling. What is that weird hum I'm hearing?
Yeah.
We're talking about traveling a distance. You're staying in their house.
Yeah.
So you going down to Mississippi or... if I were to travel to go see my cousins in Dallas or something like that.
Okay.
My dad says family visits are like leftover fish. After a couple of days, it's gone bad.
I'm stealing that.
So
I'm stealing that.
All right. So think it over. We have an actual number of days until... Oh, and what percentage of Americans... will look their family dead in the face after a certain amount of time and say, it's time to go.
Time to go. Wrap it up.
Let's go. There is an actual number, an actual percentage of Americans who are willing to tell their family, get out. Dan Weinbaum has the news in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.